This is episode 1170. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself this time to connect to the best part of who you are. That's the part you tap into when you sit down and experience inner stillness as you meditate. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on this podcast. And each technique is customized around a theme we explore in depth for a full week. And this allows you to master a particular quality in your life. And in today's episode, you'll be guided in a meditation technique to help you cultivate happiness, inner peace. And this week's theme is all about the path to happiness. And congratulations to you if you've been with us throughout this whole series, because this is the final episode in our series. You can go back and listen through the previous episodes for all the different techniques on happiness that were shared. And in today's episode, I want to share with you some quotes by two of the Stoics from ancient Rome. We've been following along with their inspiration this week as we've pursued happiness. Stoics were all about, and are all about, because Stoicism seems to be making a big comeback these days. And it's all about being a better person. In fact, being a better human being. So not just being better for yourself, but also being a better person for the world and the people around you. And so when you do today's meditation, I want you to know what a good thing you are doing, not only for yourself, but for others as well, because peace is contagious. And when you are at peace and you're feeling happy, you pass it on to others. So the quote I want to share with you today as we end our series, and before I share the technique with you, is by Seneca, the former Roman philosopher, statesman, and he also wrote poetry and plays. And he is a little bit controversial because he started as more of a corrupt type of individual who amassed great wealth while he was a statesman. However, towards the end of his life, he was actually banished to the island of Corsica by Nero, the infamous Roman ruler. And he'd actually once been Nero's teacher when Nero was younger. Well, he was banished for adultery with Nero's relative. And we don't know if that's true or not, but while he was on the island of Corsica, he wrote to several people, and these became great works that we study to this day. And he emphasized the beautiful qualities of the Stoics, and he wrote prolifically about Stoicism there. So he seemed to have mended his ways towards the end of his life. Well, this is what he had to say about happiness. True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future, not to amuse ourselves with either hopes or fears, but to rest satisfied with what we have, which is sufficient. For he that is so wants nothing. The greatest blessings of mankind are within us and within our reach. A wise man is content with his lot, whatever it may be, without wishing for what he has not. So a wise man or a wise woman. And this is something to reflect on as you do today's meditation technique. And I want to share a quick quote with you from our other inspiration for the week, and that was Marcus Aurelius. And he was a well-regarded Roman emperor who wrote a book, not necessarily a book he ever thought anyone would find. It was more of a journal of his reflections, and it became a great work. It became his book of meditations. And he has this to say about happiness. The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. So as you settle yourself into your meditation today, think about what makes you happy in your life. And you could focus on maybe three things that make you feel happy. Or focus on one thing that brings you great joy. This one thing, or a few things that are meaningful to you and to your happiness. I wonder if you've been following along throughout the week, if what you considered to be happiness at the beginning of this series is the same as what you consider as happiness for yourself right now after a full week of focusing on happiness. So focus on what worked well for you this week. What made you truly happy? And then focus on where you felt most challenged, to where it was really difficult to find anything to be happy about. These are lessons you still are learning. What were those lessons for you this week? And that will close out your series this week. So continue as you're seated there, reflecting on your own inner happiness. What makes you feel happy? Is there a formula you could put together, such as doing a breathing technique and repeating mentally an affirmation to uplift your spirits? What could be your happiness formula for when you need to remind yourself of all the good things around you? As you continue your meditation, keep in mind, if you'd like to be guided in a full half-hour meditation, as well as have access to over 1,000 guided meditations, you can find out how to receive 2 weeks free of a membership site I have, which will very soon become an app. And here on the membership site, you subscribe, you can try it for 2 weeks free to a daily meditation. And each series comes with its own journal, so you can reflect on different questions I pose to you each day. And then you'll also receive a guide with all the different techniques listed for you, so you don't forget them and wonder, what was that breathing technique? Or what was the affirmation? It'll be right there at your fingertips. So again, that's going to be at my own website, which is at sipandom.com. As always, meditate just to the point where you could go a little longer, ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.